James Martin joins us now for a look at what's going on this week in the Hawking Hills. And welcome, James.
Well, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
I can hear you're on the road. We appreciate you taking the time out to give us a call here and update us on what's going on out there in the Hawking Hills. Now, the contest that you had going on, is that still happening or is that over now?
That's the holiday treasure hunt, and that ended on the 12th of December.
Okay.
Actually, they haven't actually drawn it yet, so you've reminded me. So I will go and check on that and find out what's going on. But I think they're planning to do that possibly at the end of this week, and then the winners get announced, and of course they get their wonderful prize, and they can go off and book all their tickets for it. So
yeah.
If you took part in that, good luck. And I hope you win.
A lovely prize package for four. And, yeah, that's quite a prize there. ExploreHawkingHills.com, again, is the website. Santa is in the house, in his house, in Worthington Park in Logan, down by the gazebo.
That's right, yes. And you've got this weekend, and then you've got until the on the 23rd, which is the very last day that he's going to be there, and then of course he's going to be incredibly busy again. So this is obviously for families and for children. All you need to do is just get there. It's no cost whatsoever. This is run by Operation Santa, and this has been going on since the 1950s. He's going to be down by Worthington Park, and that is going to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then finally he will be there on the 23rd as well.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, that brings up a good point. A lot of the stuff we talk about is free, like the next one, Friday, December 20th, this Friday, Old Man's Cave Visitor Center, Trimming the Tree. That's a free event.
That's right, yes. And ODNR events usually are free. And if you want to call a naturalist, you can do so on 720-279-4927, and this is going on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Old Man's Cave Visitor Center. You can create a nature-inspired ornament and take it home with you. So, as I say, meet at the Old Man's Cave Visitor Center at 10 a.m. on Friday, and you'll be getting straight into that program.
But wait, there's more. Second program there, the Old Man's Cave Visitor Center, also on Friday, this one at 2 in the afternoon, and that's the Historic Critter Chat.
That's right, yeah. So actually, it looks like you've got perfect time for lunch, a nice break, and then you can go straight into the Critter Chat.
Yeah.
And they want to talk about animals that used to call Ohio home and what happened to them. So that's Old Man's Cave Visitor Center, and that is 2 p.m. on Friday.
All right, moving on to Saturday now. Oh, my goodness, James, we're so close to Christmas. Saturday, December 21st, celebrate the winter solstice at Old Man's Cave Visitor Center.
That's right, and you'll be there again. That is on Saturday at 10 a.m. You'll be learning about the science and folklore that surrounds the winter solstice. So, again, at the Visitor Center, that is on Saturday at 10 a.m.
And, well, this program's been around for a while. That's Resident Raptors, and they're offering that up Saturday at the Hawking Hills State Park Lodge.
That's right, and this one is at 2 p.m., and, again, it's a free event. So you'll be seeing one of the rescued raptor friends and learn about what makes these birds a top predator. So join them at the Hawking Hills State Park Lodge, and that's Saturday at 2 p.m.
Again, James Martin joining us for a look at what's going on this week in the Hawking Hills. The website, explorehawkinghills.com, and Sunday, December 22nd, intro to winter birding. This sounds really cool. And again, another program offered there at Old Man's Cave Visitor Center.
That's right. Yeah, this is an early start on Sunday. It's at 8:30 a.m., and you'll be having a brisk walk down a paved portion of the Purple Trail, and you will learn about some intro bird calls and learn to ID some of the birds that stick around for the winter. Bring binoculars if you have them. And again, it's at the Old Man's Cave Visitor Center, so they're going to be busy this weekend.
Yeah.
Dressed for the weather, and this is at Sunday at 8:30 a.m.
All right, very good. Also on Sunday, this sounds really neat, silversmithing jewelry with David Kunkler. What an opportunity here.
That's right. And this is at the Somerset Artist Co-op, and that's on South Market Street in Somerset. This is at 12:30 p.m. until 3:30. It is a chargeable event, and all materials will be included. Students will choose a sterling spoon or fork from the instructor's collection and decide to make a ring, earrings, or a pendant during this three-hour class. Torches will be used at times to heat, anneal, pickle, and solder out creations. For an additional charge, a gem may be created, may be added at cost. And the sterling silver spoons, forks, hammers, mandrels, ring measures, pliers, torches, and more will be provided. And it's for people ages 13 and up.
Man, that's really cool. I mean, I'd like to do that. That's neat. So you take a sterling spoon or fork, I guess, to kind of melt it down. You make a ring or a pendant. So you could be wearing that. People go, hey, that's really cool. Where'd you get that? And you could say, I made that.
Yeah,
myself.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It does sound like fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely. James Martin joining us as we move into January, because it's almost here, James. And we're talking a big date for you guys out there on January 18th.
That's right, yeah. It starts off with the 59th Winter Hike, and that will, of course, be at the State Park, where generations of people have done the hike and continue to do so. Once you've finished the hike, you can head into downtown Logan, and that will be for the Frozen Festival. The Frozen Festival goes on until into the afternoon, and what you'll see there is ice sculptures, there's ice sculptured games, there's going to be vendors, and there's going to be the local businesses will all be participating. It's always a really fun event. And then going into the evening is the Logan Theatre Snowball. Now, that particular event is a fundraiser for the theatre, and with that you get to dress up in your tuxedos and you just dance the night away.
All right, very good. And you're going to be all dressed up for that, huh?
That's right, yeah. That's when I get my usually my 1970s suit out, because I just think it looks really cool.
Very cool.
You can't beat a great night out.
You can't beat a great night out. And Comfort Food Cruise coming up March 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. We look forward to that each year.
That's right, yes, and that's where you can either go online. It's actually going to be available online within the next few weeks. You can purchase your tickets there, or you can go to the Welcome Center and pick up your tickets, and then you will go to lots and lots of mom-and-pop food eateries, and you will get to test all of their comfort food, and they give you a small, what they say is a small portion, but I think you and I would agree that that's not usually the case. It's usually bigger than that. And, it's just a great opportunity to get out and test all those wonderful foods at a really low price.
And where do you get tickets for that, James?
You can either go to explorehockinghills.com, or you can go to the Regional Welcome Center, and we'll have that set up for everybody in January.
Very good. James Martin, safe travels to you, my friend. And this has been a real blessing to share this time with you over the years. So, now, in closing, of course, a lot of folks have heard, of course, the station on December 31st at midnight. We are going to stop broadcasting, and the new Christian station is going to take over as soon as the FCC approves things, so sometime in January. So if people want to catch this broadcast and what you're doing, how can they do that? Where is that available?
Well, thank you, Mike, and I do wish, obviously, you the very best, and to all your listeners as well. And I feel almost naughty saying this, but I do actually broadcast on Friday on WLGN, which is 98.3 FM, and you can also hear me during the week on WLGN, as I actually interview people that are in the Hocking Hills region that are part of the tourism industry. So you're welcome to listen to that as well. Now, but, as I say, all the best to you for the future.
Do you have, is that archived online anywhere?
I don't think it is yet, but we'll have to speak to our friend Mark and see what he can do.
Yeah, very good. Well, God bless you. This has been a lot of fun, and thanks for letting us have this time with you.
Always a pleasure, and God bless you as well.